Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni v terminu Intervju Radija Študent. Skupaj z gostujočima glasbenikoma se najprej opravičujemo za majhno zamudo, zato smo počakali, da bo konec obvestil in zdaj smo tukaj le v studiu pred nocojšnjim koncertom. Moja malenkost je Mario B, z moje leve je Gianni Jebia oziroma Joraku, z moje desne pa z japonske Eiko Ishibashi. Hello to Gianni and hello to Eiko.
Hello.
Nice to have you here. If I'm not wrong, Eiko, you are first time in Slovenia?
Yes.
Yes? How do you like it?
Yeah.
You just came for a sunny day. You are lucky because we had a lot of snow. Gianni, I just asked you before we were alive on air, how do you pronounce this name? So I just want to know now, because I learned that you live in Japan for a lot of time in the year and that you are a Buddhist master. So I'm wondering.
Not the master.
Okay.
Master.
If you say that you are master, you are not a master. Is it true? Yes. So what does it mean? I guess it's your Japanese name?
Yes, this is a kind of a special name you get after a while you do Zen practice. Uh-huh. They give you a Dharma name. It's like a name of practice.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I'm supposed to be.
Yes.
And it means always happy. Always music.
Really?
In a way, in a kind of hidden.
Uh-huh.
Hidden.
So when they gave you that name, did they know that you are a musician?
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah, it's my Zen teacher.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh. So how it is with connection between Buddhism and music? Is there some teachings or some rules that Buddhism says that you must play on such way or that way, or what is the function of music or something similar?
No. Zen Buddhism and Buddhism, no, it's various. Doesn't say to you, you have to do this, mm-hmm. you have to do that. It's just very up to your
personality, or
your inner
self.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very relative.
Yes, yes. So to say, we can find Buddhism in very different kinds of music.
Yes, yeah. And different ways according to personality. I can tell you what's for me
mm-hmm.
happen. It's my teacher kind of taught to me that, I have to tell you before, because maybe people don't know, I come from such an esoteric circle.
Yes.
That was the original core of improvised music.
Mm-hmm.
I was so lucky to be in the second generation through the great master Peter Kowald. Through my playing with him, I was introduced in this really, as I said before, kind of esoteric circle of a very special kind of
mm-hmm.
music. Now yeah. become style, but at that time, as you remember,
yeah.
people went completely
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
crazy, because it was
it was really beyond what we knew as music.
But through many experiences, and also I have to say through Zen, I put myself back to the original meaning of music, because essentially, especially now, music is to give pleasure to people,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of reconnect myself with the essence of music factor that can be very special, but
mm-hmm.
can be also just giving your feelings
yeah.
to people, to any kind of people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Eiko, I would like to ask you, what is, because we don't know, you weren't here before like Gianni was, what is your musical and cultural background? You work with many people, with many different music,
mm-hmm.
and also how did you find Gianni, or did he find you? Or
I met Gianni 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
4 years ago, in the venue of Tokyo.
Yeah.
And we played the same night, the same place,
mm-hmm.
different
mm-hmm.
band.
Yes, yes.
I play solo and Johnny play in the band. Yes, and yes, I met like that.
Yeah, for this mixture of music which I'm I was listening to yesterday preparing for this interview and which we are listening now, I found it that is very easy to listen to and very hard to define. Do you have some name for it, or you just doesn't name what kind of music it is actually, or you just don't mind because you think it's more important to get the essence of it?
I don't know actually.
It's quite spontaneous. What do you sing about? We don't understand, unfortunately, Japanese. You sing quite some songs on that album.
Yes.
What kind of lyrics? Funny?
Not funny.
Serious then.
It's difficult to explain. What do you think, Johnny?
From what I understand, even if my knowledge of Japanese, of course, is very, very, very small, it's Eiko lyrics. They try to catch a very special feeling she has, like so. They're extremely poetical, based on inside experience that come from life, like
some poetic reflections.
One song she tells about she's inspired by when she was baby, she was climbing the gas tank. You know, the gas, the big gas tank, and climbing this, and just contemplating the world. Correct?
Yes,
the world around herself,
and
just wondering about this, or some other words about, they have more specific kind of philosophical meaning about the life.
Yeah,
they're
very
large.
Yeah, maybe it's like old haikus. When they just with just a few words, few syllables, they can express the power of some inner self or the beauty of nature or something. But even those songs that you don't sing, it seems to me that there are some stories behind, also because of the titles. Is that is that so, that you are making some kind of soundtrack to some ideas?
Yeah. Because when we made this first recording, and also before, me and Eiko, we've been playing duo, then we guessed the great bass player Daniele Camarda. We've been discussing quite a lot about some kind of idea to play, you know, that they are difficult to define, because there's Eiko materials from Japan culture, Japan song, Japan rock, Japan noise, and so on. That's my background, completely different, is jazz, impro, and Sicilian music mainly. Also some contemporary, she also classical. And Daniele, he has a lot of influence from Indian music, where he has been living a couple of years. Fusion, electronic music, so you know, the result comes from so different sources.
There are some gospel songs on that album, and it was just a revelation, so to say, to me, because when I learned that you are Buddhist, and I don't know for you, Eiko, but you are coming from a culture where Christianity is not the major religion, so I'm wondering, how does it go together? What is the message? Do you just like that song, or you know, go down Moses?
This is I can tell you for me, maybe Eiko, she has a different idea.
Of course.
This was maybe my proposal, playing a strange version of a gospel material, because I've been liking in Eiko Ishibashi composition is they very very often sound with a lot of kind of gospel influence sound. And I mean, not actual gospel, but have this kind of harmony I really always been loving. So, but they are transformed a little bit, like some jazz players, like Keith Jarrett. He has gospel sound, always gospel sound. So I really love, because I come from this music. And so I said to myself, why don't we do directly?
Yes, yes.
Just the way, on the contrary. We do a gospel, but in a really freaky way. And we did it.
Yeah, that's really a fine idea. And also it's a very fine music to listen to. Eiko, I was wondering, what is your manner when playing classical piano? It seems to me that you are trying to keep in balance classical music, then minimalism and a bit of avant-garde. And but you don't go to any of these genres totally, but you are keeping it in balance. Am I right? Is it something you do on purpose, or?
I'm wandering in the sounds Johnny and Daniel sound. I enjoyed wandering in the sound, I'm in nature.
Yeah. Trying to connect.
Yes.
The feeling and the color of. You have also, as I said before, that I thought that there is one story behind every song, and it was also because of your very very nice and thought-provoking titles. And one of these titles is very 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 fine for me, and it's directly in English, one clapping many hands, and I guess it's a variation of that old Zen koan. How do you hear when one hand is just clapping? So was it, you know, that you did it on purpose to suggest here it is how it is possible if we, you know, if we put together many hands, so we are going to listen, to hear some.
Yeah, it's a kind of joke.
It's a joke?
Somehow.
Because, you know, sorry to interrupt you. It seems to us when you read these Zen koans and also some old stories from Far East or some other cultures, that there is quite some humor in there, especially in that Zen koans. You know,
it can be.
It seems absurd at first, but then it's not.
No, it's not absurd.
Of course not.
It's true. It's correct. From what I know, from what I my experience, yes. In this case, it's very simple, because Eiko and Daniele, they did this kind of Indian style clapping things overlapped on a piece. I thought while they were doing, I thought, oh, that's easy. It's one clapping many hands.
I, for example, I enjoy on the concert, you know, when audience go crazy. And I'm just listening to that applause. I'm listening to it as music, you know. Yeah. And if it goes for a minute or two, it's just like another song. You told me before that you are just you just completed the new album, Songs from the Colosseo of Your Mind. So are we going to hear something new?
Today? I think what we play mainly in this tour is. It's material, since also we playing duo, it's material from this new CD.
And it's something different?
Yeah. We're kind of developing the more the song melodic side of this first CD, and also more direct, evoking songs, and also some other side that since Eiko, she's also a drummer, quite active drummer and flute player. We are also developing this side that we didn't we didn't do in this, but it's mostly song. It's literally song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's songs. It's mm-hmm. a songs, mm-hmm. but they are connected with a small. You will see. I don't want to tell too much.
Yes, I had just one idea when I was listening to you talking and to Eiko singing in my headphone. That I'm, you know, I'm not a big connoisseur or fan or, you know, about anime and similar stuff. But it seemed to me that it could be some connection with, you know, animated movies. It, no?
No. No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Yes. Huh. I don't think
because so. This kind of songs, it looks like it's from some other world, some fairy tale, you know, some old stories.
I understand yeah. why you say that.
Yeah.
I can tell you my view from.
Yeah. But you understand quite some words. I don't
from
understand.
From a stranger
yeah.
point of view,
yeah.
coming to Japan.
Yeah.
It's. Japan culture very, to say in English, they very often cute. Mm-hmm. So there's a this that there can be so various kind of cute, but
yeah.
In this case it's just I think more another kind of expression. But there's a kind of melody cult in Japan
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
since maybe after the war
there's
a lot of melodic singers mm-hmm, melodic mm-hmm. maybe we lost it so much and that's maybe why if you take European songs from the 60s mm-hmm. they were so great comparison to now that there are almost no melody sometimes you just have problems to feel the melody and while you feel maybe some very nice chords mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. not melody Japan still from my point of view I'm not so much expert but you can hear a lot mm-hmm. of good melodic materials and even avant-garde musicians as well as Eiko or all her mm-hmm. best friends
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
from many kind of bands, Ruins, from Ruins to improvisation, they all have melodic sides and this is what to me because in the environment where I grew up, melody was a problem.
Yeah,
it was a serious problem. The man, I always was secretly practicing because I have a melodical Italian side. It's that I would say it's so important to me. But I was hiding because it mm-hmm. was a very immoral period. If you were into melody, they were watching like, you know, strange. But then I think I found myself through Fred Frith, because Fred Frith is a very unique kind of improviser, because he was coming from Henry Cow and he didn't care a lot. And I saw him and I said, I come to him and I said, oh, finally I found somebody like who's like me. I mean, I'm not so good as him, but like same idea, not afraid of melody. But Japanese people, they don't have this problem.
I heard so that actually, and I also read some articles. They can accept, you know, everything what's coming outside, and they take it and made a part of their culture.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, maybe for
they're very eclectic.
Not
all, some not, but most of Japanese musical culture.
Yeah.
You see bands, they pass from reggae, improvised, and hardcore.
There's a great salsa band from Tokyo. And
Even. That's amazing.
You wouldn't tell that they are not from Cuba. It's just amazing.
Brazilian music from Japan sometimes is so great.
I believe it. So actually, it was my idea to finish this interview with the last question, just about traditional music, because Gianni, when you visited Ljubljana for the first time, it was at festival Druga Godba, and you played your jazz improvised version of kind of those old melodic stuff. And
I still do it.
You still do it?
Yeah, also with Eiko.
Yeah, I believe it. But I'm wondering, are you two going to try to mix it totally, like you just said, you know, that Japanese people like to, you know, hear different. So to make something, some of your view for traditional Japanese music, and maybe also with Sicilian or something.
There will be in this fest. Me personally, I've been playing with a lot of traditional Japanese musicians, especially koto players, and I loved it, even if it's so difficult.
I believe it. Yeah.
But
or shakuhachi, for example.
I played also with shakuhachi, and this is really maybe almost impossible together, you know. But in this case, if you ask me. If you ask us about me and Heiko, we had a very special idea, because I played for Heiko the voice of a traditional Sicilian singer, that she's maybe the last who keep woman keeping the original voice, because the original Sicilian music voice was very low, very rough, very almost no tuning, like. Something so primal, and this lady called Serena Lau, she still has this voice. When new folk singers, they are not like that. They sound more like an American singer, you know. Yeah. So we had this idea to put together Eiko's voice that is very Japanese, and this lady voice. We were finishing in the studio. So she plays the traditional worker melody, and Eiko speaks and sings on
it. I look forward to hear it, because, you know, I think it's something that a person who likes very very different kind of music, it's almost you know, obliged to try, because as you said, it's very primal, it's very, you know. It could also be mystical and revelating to find out what it was all about, you know.
I think Ishibashi-san, she has a very Japanese side that is more into the meanings than in sounds.
Yeah,
because she doesn't play traditional, of course. I mean, doesn't play traditional koto scales or whatever, but meaning of their her music is so Japanese.
Okay, so I like to thank you both for coming here to studio and to coming to Ljubljana. We are going to listen to you tonight at Club Gromka, Tore Gioraku and Lioneiko.
Yeah, or Lion.
Lion, I saw that it's a wordplay. Torej, če se zdaj poslovim takole, Gioraku and Lioneiko. So, this Lioneiko is your name, actually.
Yeah.
Artist name. you're a lion. Torej, duo Sicilian Japonske, Gianni Džebija na saksu in elektroniki, Eiko Ishibashi, glas, klavir, flauta, bobni in tudi elektronika. Mislim, da ste slišali, kaj vse se obeta. Ob 21. koncert, pol ure prej, si lahko že pridete pogledati, ali je vse zrihteno za koncert. Once more, thank you for coming here and see you tonight at Gromka Club.
Hello, Živjo. Everybody.
Intervju Radija Študent.